Mace Finnegan and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. And we are presented by Bet365, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary. At Bet365, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, Nick Frazier here with you. Willie Donick and David Janes are out today. We spent the first hour talking about the Predators' acquisition of Nick Hague, left-handed defenseman from the Vegas Golden Knights, for Colton Sissons and Jeremy Lauzon. Also, the Predators acquire a conditional third-round pick. But that trade last night, it was broken last night, made official this morning, overshadowed what the Predators did on Friday evening when they selected Brady Martin at number 5 overall, the Predators' third-ever top 5 NHL draft pick, and they select Brady Martin. And, Derek, we spent a lot of time over the past couple of weeks talking about two players in particular, Porter Martone and James Hagans. And the Predators opted not to draft either of those players. They went with Brady Martin. By the way, Martone and Hagans went 6 and 7 right after Martin went at 5. So this is the question I have all for all of you and for Derek at 615-737-1025. Did the Predators play it safe by picking Brady Martin? And Derek, I do have a somewhat personal question for you. Don't be pressured to answer it.
Yes.
What's your type?
You mean like relationship-wise?
Yeah. Oh. What's your type?
I mean, I don't.
What do you look for in a lady, Derek Mason?
Other than intelligence, outside of intelligence, you got to be, you have some intelligence in you or within you.
Mm-hmm.
Smart, conversationalist. You know, she has to be a nice looking woman. And there are a lot of other things, but those are a few. Is that good enough?
That works for me.
Emily, what'd you say about that? I mean, would you, if a guy said that, that's what he was looking for, what would you say? Or did you not hear me? I said smart, intelligent, you know.
I do have a reason for asking this question, by the way.
You know, stuff like that. That's cool. Yeah, she gave me the thumbs up. That's cool. Yeah. Huh? There you go.
The Predators.
So that's my type.
The Predators absolutely have a type.
Okay.
Gritty, physical, hardworking. Any other synonym? I said almost said cinnamon. Any other synonym?
That's good too.
Cinnamon is
delicious. Any other synonym that you have for those words? That's the Predators' type, and they went for their type in Brady Martin. Brady Martin had 72 points, 33 goals, 39 assists, and 57 games for the Sioux Greyhounds of the Ontario Hockey League this past season. Mm-hmm. And man, oh man, talk about a Predator-style player. Brady Martin did not attend the NHL draft because he was on his family farm in Ontario. And our friend of the show, Elliot Freeman, had a breakdown on Sportsnet's coverage of the NHL draft of Brady Martin's schedule on the farm.
There is a player tonight, Brady Martin, who plays for the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds, and he is a very highly regarded player. Sam, in his most recent rankings, had him 7th. Jason predicted he'd go 6th in the draft. This is Elmira, Ontario. It's about 2 hours northwest of Toronto, and this is where Brady Martin is tonight with his family on the family farm, and he is busy. One of the things he talked about was if everybody couldn't come, he'd rather stay home and work. He's up early, 6 a.m., and there's not much time to waste after he gets out of bed. First thing up on the schedule, the farm chores for a couple of hours. Then, after that's done, you move on to taking care of the cows. That's a 90-minute job, approximately. Then, after a bit of a break, you've got to do your hockey training to be ready to go in the top 10, potentially, tonight. That's about 3.5 hours, the skating and the training. Then it's back to the chores. First of all, in the dairy barn, that takes about 2.5 hours. And now, tonight, he's able to sit, relax with his family in front of the screen, and be ready.
Can't you see the Predators going, he's up at 6 o'clock. He's milking those cows. That's my kind of guy. Like, I'm being somewhat facetious, but I did think it was funny that the player the Predators drafted was not at the draft because he was on the family farm. But one thing to make abundantly clear about this particular draft pick, and I've seen some of this reaction over the past few days, Derek. This was not a reach. This is not the Predators equivalent of taking a guard with the 11th overall pick. ESPN, in its final mock draft, had Brady Martin going 4th overall. Corey Pronman of The Athletic had Brady Martin going 5th overall in his final mock draft to the Predators. Scott Wheeler, also of The Athletic, had Martin going 6th. So this was not a reach. The Predators did not take a player who was projected to go 15th or 16th and take him with the 5th overall pick. So if you say it's a reach, that is inaccurate. It was not a reach. However, I was hoping, Derek, that the Predators would go against type with this pick. There were two players on the board, two players we talked a lot about, Porter Martone and James Hagans, who have higher ceilings in terms of overall skill. Rachel Dory, who writes for ESPN and has worked in front offices around the NHL, she wrote this in grading the Predators draft. Quote, "I understand betting on Brady Martin and why so many teams liked him, but Nashville is starved for elite talent and left James Hagans and Porter Martone on the board. If Martin hits, he's a valuable playoff player, but there are not many scenarios where he's more valuable than Hagans or Martone." So, again, the Predators picked the most Predator-like player available at the top of the draft in Brady Martin. I'm wondering if they left too much skill on the table.
I mean, there's a possibility, but we won't know for some years unless these, you know, one of these three or one of the two that, you know, Nashville Predators fans wanted them to draft ends up popping immediately. Outside of that, we're not going to know whether the Nashville Predators made the wise move by taking Brady Martin or, you know, creating more space, you know, more room from, you know, space between them and the playoffs, you know. So I think there is, because in building a team, I understand that they've been looking for this centerman, you know, and I know what they haven't gotten in many years, and I know the players they have. And the organization, what they're trying to build, their, you know, sort of the foundation of this team. If a guy fits into, you know, what your team is about, why not take him? I understand he may not have the skill of Hagan or Martone. I get that. But if he fits what you are trying to do as a organization, then isn't that what you want? Because we always, and again, these players may turn out to be great players, but when you draft somebody, you're drafting them to see how well you project them fitting into how you see your team moving forward. This is how Barry sees his team moving forward. He doesn't see those other two guys, albeit they may turn out to be great players, wonderful players. You know, good to wonderful, great players. But what Barry's looking at, they don't quite fit in all around. I hate to use the word that we have banned, but I got to use it sort of in this
I'll allow
situation.
It this
okay?
one time.
All right, this one time and then no more. He sort of checked that box or those boxes that Barry Trotz and Coach Bruno are looking for in regards to how they're building their team. Maybe he checks more boxes all around. Those guys may be better on the high end, but he's not too far away from a skill standpoint, but he fits better with what they want to do moving forward from a physicality standpoint and everything else. So maybe it was that. And I get it because I thought they were going to draft the kid Hagans. Mm-hmm. I picked him Friday.
You did?
Yeah. I didn't see. I don't think anyone did. Anyone?
Nobody
pick Brady
in
Martin?
Our group
yeah.
picked Brady Martin.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get who we, based upon what we were thinking leading up to the draft, and you know, they needed, you know, someone that could be creative with the puck, someone that could put it in the back of the net with ease, someone that can get up and down the rink very quickly. I understand that, but maybe Brady Martin fits more what they want to do or how they envision their team moving forward.
One texter says, Derek, great point about fit. Only wish Trotz did that when he signed Stamkos, Marchessault, and Brady Shea.
Yeah. But he was trying to force that one, I think.
I agree with you. I think that is a valid argument about the valid argument that you're making. One texter says, it's not a big deal if you're making a character pick. Wouldn't you want the guy who lives and breathes hockey instead of milking cows? Well, I do think he does live and breathe hockey. He just works on his family farm. I don't think he's...
Dedication.
One texter said, I'm trying to find it. It may have been the same texter, actually. He says, well, darn, I hope he retires from milking cows or whatever and goes full-time hockey.
I think he will,
and then when he's retired, he's going back to the farm.
Exactly.
So he's got that farm strength.
But wouldn't you want... We kid about that. But wouldn't you want someone that works hard like that?
Well, here's the thing. I get what the texter is saying. Mm-hmm. Let me read that text again. It's not a big deal, but if you're making a character pick, wouldn't you want the guy who lives and breathes hockey instead of milking cows? I always have this issue, Derek, mm-hmm. especially I feel like it's most prevalent in the NFL draft,
yes.
where it's like, this guy's not all about ball because he has a hobby outside of football. I like players who don't just live and eat and sleep and breathe the game that they play. I don't know if that's healthy. I like a player to have a creative outlet outside of the sport they play. So if Brady Martin in the offseason, he's working at the family farm, milking the cows and doing training on the farm, I've got no problem with that. I'm not knocking Brady Martin because he works on his family's farm.
So what you I don't get it either. I really don't get it when the NFL people say that. Oh, he's all about ball. So what? He's supposed to just go to work and go home and go to sleep. He can't interact with his family. He can't let off some steam every once in a while with his friends. You know, something within boundaries. But that person or that female or male, they're not capable of doing that. That's what you're saying? I don't understand that. I think it's a word that people throw around too much. And it's almost like if that person doesn't fall into that category – it's like he's deemed not being worthy of signing as a free agent or not being worthy of drafting just because this kid works on it. Actually, I would rather take that kid because I know he's all about hard work.
Yeah, I don't want the players on my favorite teams to be automatons, robots.
Yeah.
I don't want that. And by the way, I wasn't bringing that up to make fun of Brady Martin. I thought that Elliot had some great detail there on his schedule and the fact that he didn't show up to the draft because he wanted to be on his family farm.
I like that.
And I think this is part of it, Derek. So one player who I believe Martin has said himself he models his game after is Sam Bennett. Mm-hmm. And if you watched the Stanley Cup playoffs these past two seasons, especially this past season, you know who Sam Bennett is. Sam Bennett won the Conn Smythe Trophy for the Florida Panthers, scored 15 goals in 23 playoff games, set the NHL record for most road goals in a single postseason. And the guy is nasty. And he is the epitome of a player who you hate when you're playing against him, mm-hmm. but love him when he's on your team. And by the way, Bennett just signed an 8-year contract with an $8 million cap hit. So he got paid, and he's remaining in Florida. So I'm sure Predators fans would love to have a Sam Bennett type on their team. By the way, Sam Bennett was the 4th overall pick in his draft. Brady Martin, the 5th overall pick in his draft. But here's a trivia question for you, Derek. Mm-hmm. What do you think Sam Bennett's career high in regular season points is?
I don't know.
51.
I was going to say 40-something.
51 this past season. He had 25 goals and 26 assists. So an incredibly valuable playoff player. Mm-hmm. But 51 points for the 4th overall pick in his draft year. Like, Predators fans, I think, are hoping for more. I think that's what the issue was at the time, mm-hmm. was that the Predators had an opportunity, again, to go against type. Mm-hmm. They had the opportunity to pick a highly skilled player like James Higgins, a power forward like Porter Martone, who looks like he has what it takes to be a solid goal scorer in the NHL. Predators fans wanted the Predators to go against type. And by picking Brady Martin, it feels that they played it safe. I do think you made a good point about fit, because Brady Martin absolutely fits what the Predators want to do. The question is Brady Martin the type of player who you can count on 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road and beyond to be that ultimate difference maker?
Yeah, here's the one thing that, because I think this was described about Brady Martin's, you know, from several individuals, but a part of his scouting profile, and you didn't hear this about Hagans or Marton, at least when I was reading, I didn't see it, is that Martin finds ways to get involved physically if he doesn't have his A game offensively. And it says right after that, and executives loves that. Why? Because every night you're not going to be that person offensively. And hell, that's what they've dealt with this past season, when guys that we look toward to be offensive drivers for us, they were not. But then when they were not, they weren't giving it to us on the defensive end. This guy right here, it seems, if he's not giving you what you need from an offensive standpoint, he's going to make his presence be felt defensively, just like Bennett did, you know, during the regular season. And then he kicked it into gear once the playoffs ran. That's the type of person that a GM loves. That's the type of guy that you can build your team with. Not necessarily around, but those type of guys you can build your team on. Guys that, as this season is longer and is getting a game or two longer, you need guys on your team that, if they're not giving it to me offensively, I know one thing: they're going to give it to me defensively. And a lot of times that turns into transitions for other players.
615-737-1025. Your thoughts on the selection of Brady Martin with the number 5 overall pick in the NHL draft on Friday night. Did the Predators play it safe by drafting Brady Martin instead of Porter Marton or James Hagans, who were both on the board at number 5? Those players went right after Martin at number 6 for Marton and number 7 for Hagans. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, what some draft experts thought of the Predators' selection of Brady Martin. We'll get to that next. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063, The Game.
There is only one place Brady Martin was the perfect fit. That is Nashville, because they go by the nickname Smashville. And when you watch Brady Martin play, he embodies Smashville at every single turn. He's on it. He's after it. And if you don't know he's on the ice, you're going to quickly find out he's on the ice. Whether he skates by you, scores a goal, creates a chance with a forecheck, or finishes a check. He is so hard to play against because he does not stop at any moment in time. When I watch him play, I see a lowercase Tom Wilson. And we know the impact that Tom Wilson has. Players getting ready to play the Washington Capitals and Tom Wilson don't sleep very well during their afternoon nap. And that's exactly what Brady Martin brings to a team. You think about a player that does everything to help you win. We just watched the Stanley Cup Finals and how hard it is to win. If it was easy, everybody would win. Brady Martin knows it's hard, and he helps you win.
That was Craig Button of TSN analyzing the Predators' selection of Brady Martin with the number 5 overall pick on Friday. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan. Before we get to some analysis of that pick from draft experts, let's go to William on our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. Mm-hmm. William, thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
Thanks, guys. Well, the scouts, they feel that Marton and Hagans had plateaued last year. They had better film, better games last year, and their ceiling was lower than Martin. Martin was considered every year getting better and better, and that's a guy with a high ceiling. There's two teams who are pissed we didn't draft James Hagans, and that's Philadelphia and Boston, because they would have passed on him too. Marton and Hagans were fallers, and Martin was a riser. The scouting process is ongoing. They don't stop off a highlight package. You got to watch the whole games. On Flow Hockey, your average player only has the puck 5% of the game. What is he doing without the puck? A lot of guys just stand there and then until they cherry pick, and they go in, they get a good highlight reel. But you got to watch a whole game. And Lyndon Lakovic and Marton and Hagans, they're peripheral. They don't want to get their nose dirty type players.
Thank you for the call,
Thank
William.
You. I mean, listen, he may just be right. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, say and lie and say that I watched the film because I haven't seen any one of these players. First time I ever seen them was when they showed him on the draft, okay? But I'm looking at, you know, what scouts are saying, what you know, talking heads are saying about, you know, these individual players. And you got to understand, Hagans, it wasn't like he got drafted immediately, I don't think, right after the
pick.
Yeah, it was two picks later. And then where did Martone go?
The pick after. Yeah. So it went Brady Martin at 5, uh-huh. Porter Martone at 6, James Hagans at 7. So that's something you're going to have to keep an eye on.
Exactly.
Predators fans. If Martone and Hagans flourish as offensive players in the NHL and Brady Martin, I think William made some good points there.
Yes.
I think that it is unquestionable, however, that Martin does not have the offensive ceiling of Porter Martone and James Hagans. And I think that's why some Predators fans are upset, is because they lust after one of those players. They watch other teams have those high point producing centers and wingers, and Predators fans have been wanting that for years and years and years. And Martone and Hagans provide more of an opportunity, based on what I've read, for that than Martin. So let's just quickly read some recaps, some grades of these picks, of that pick specifically, of Brady Martin, from draft experts. Corey Prodman of The Athletic, who again had Martin going 5th overall to the Predators in his final mock draft. This was his grade. Pick grade, C+. Thoughts on the pick. I've known Martin going in the top 5 was a possibility for weeks, but I've struggled to get around to the idea. He's a super likable person and player with great physicality and a very good talent base. I wouldn't call him a dynamic offensive player, though, and with average size, I just don't love this profile at 5, especially with players like Porter Martone or James Hagans on the board. The way he plays appeals to Barry Trotz. Time will tell if they left too much talent on the table or they picked there's Sam Bennett. That was Corey Prodman of The Athletic. Rachel Dory of ESPN. Quote, a Swiss Army knife type of player who will be most effective on the wing because of his strong wall play. Martin projects as a middle six forward capable of scoring 20 goals routinely with upside as a second line forward. He's a wrecking ball that will bring value in all three zones on and off the puck. So on and so forth. He's a nightmare to contain with his brute strength and forces defenders into precarious positions with good speed and willingness to make quote-unquote winning plays. Another pick that was rumored to be on the move, the Predators kept the pick and took Martin. Martin is a raw player with functional strength and projects to be a middle six forward, meaning second or third line. Mm-hmm. He will shine as the games get tighter and more violent and can swing momentum with a brilliant forecheck or big hit. The hard-nosed style of game was very attractive to many teams, especially with Sam Bennett and the Panthers' recent success. Martin needs at least another season or two to develop his offensive game, and while the Predators did leave some skill with James Hagans and Porter Martone on the board, they believe Martin can be an impactful player for years to come. So that appears to be the consensus that another analyst, Chris Peters, who works for Flow Hockey, he called Martin the most feared body checker in this draft. So I think the consensus is that Martin, as William said on the call, as we talked about, as we read right here, he will get his nose dirty. He will make plays without the puck. He will, as Craig Button said in that clip we played before the segment, other teams will be game planning for Brady Martin. They'll always know when he's on the ice. The quintessential, keep your head on the swivel when this guy is on the ice. That can be incredibly valuable. Again, the question is, did the Predators play it safe by taking that type of player versus taking a player or players who have more offensive upside?
Well, quickly before we got some texts here, wasn't the fear of Hagans before, you know, the draft was he was too undersized?
James Hagans was a big part of it.
He was too undersized. And if you're trying to be a physical team, I understand that the potential scorer's mentality is there, the ability to do things with the puck that some guys can't do. I understand the scoring threat is there. But if he's undersized and you're afraid he's going to get beat up, we've seen this before, you know, undersized guys with the Nashville Predators. And eventually over time, they just get beat up, you know, and it neutralizes. We saw it a couple of years ago. Who was it? Undersized player. Gosh. And then got in the playoff for the Nashville Predators and just.
Victor Arvidsson?
Yeah, Victor Arvidsson. And just got beat up in the playoffs. And all that we saw during the season, it got negated in the playoffs. Why? Because things tend to get a lot more physical once we enter the playoffs. Who's to say? And I'm not saying either or, but I'm just trying to give the, okay, I'm trying to give more of a reason why the Nashville Predators chose to go with Martin instead of Hagans. Because Martone is a bigger player.
Yes. Martone is bigger than both of them.
Exactly. So I think it was more so between Martone and Martin mm-hmm. than Martin and Hagans, because yeah. Hagans just doesn't fit what the Nashville Predators want to do and hope once they get into the playoffs. They want to be a physical team. And I don't think Hagans gives them that ability to be physical the way they want to.
Let's go to Steve on our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. Steve, thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
Yeah, poor Victor is still getting beat up. He got beat up pretty good.
He did, yes.
He played for the Edmonton Oilers, and he's still getting abused. But yeah, we bring up the fact that, you know, our players, a lot of our players are in their 30s. But, I mean, I work out. I mean, to me, if you work out hard and you're still building muscle, you're still staying in good shape. Why can't a player play into their 40s? I mean, because all this time that they're doing that too, they're getting older, they're developing stick skills, they're becoming a better player. So I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Let's talk to the okay. former professional athlete who's sitting to my right about father time.
Listen, we've seen guys defy father time.
And every sport is different,
yeah,
by the
every
way.
Every sport is different. I was one of those guys that were able to play into my late 30s and play at a high level into my late 30s. Now, that last year was just a throwaway year. But before that, I ended up retiring at 37, I believe. So I was still producing at the age of 35 going into 36. You know, some players, It happens. They can play for that long. But the majority of the player in every sport, there is sort of like this line or this age that they get to, and you start to see the decline. The data is there. They've done the data across every sport. And it's like at a certain age, majority of these guys start to go downhill. But what I will say is this. I think teams are starting to – every once in a while, you'll get your 30-year-old plus 30-year-old guy, and he's still playing as if he's at the top of his level. But because hockey is becoming such a faster sport, those older guys, especially those that were really wasn't built on the speed, they started to get left behind. And that's why you're right. Guys in their 30s, they should be able to still play at a high level. But because the sport, especially football and basketball, is really evident, it's become a young man's sport. At 30, 31, 32, you are deemed, based upon the data, you are deemed a player that's in the decline instead of a guy that is still rising. That's why you look at it and say, well, all these 30-plus-year-old guys that the Predators have, that's not good. Not because they can't necessarily play. It's because the sport is getting younger and faster.
One thing we noticed in these Stanley Cup playoffs, specifically in the Stanley Cup final, we talked about Brad Marchand a couple weeks ago, right? 37 years old, having the time of his life. Corey Perry, still kicking, nearly 40 years old. Those players, it is true that older players can still be a factor. The issue with the Predators is that the older players they have are the key players. Mm-hmm. Steven Stamkos is not a secondary player for the Nashville Predators. Ryan O'Reilly is not a secondary player for the Nashville Predators. So I understand what the caller was saying, but I think it's different when those older players are playing secondary roles versus when you are counting on them to be the leaders of your team.
When older guys have to carry your team each and every night, eventually that's going to be a problem, because that says to me that your younger guys are not developing the way they need to. And in order to have a consistently winning team, yeah, you may have an older guy, a Yossi, somebody like that, that leads and that is going to be out there and is going to be a key part of what you do and may be the part. But you need those young guys that are ready to step into that role. It can't be on them every single night for 80-some games.
615-737-1025. We see your calls. We see your texts. We'll get to the next. 615-737-1025. Reacting to the Predators drafting Brady Martin with the 5th overall pick in the NHL draft on Friday. We'll continue to take your reaction. Coming up next, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063, the game.
On Martin, is part of maybe why you wanted him the level, the speed at which maybe he could be at the NHL level, is that part of it, or are you not worried about that?
No, not really. But I can tell you, he's one of those players that you're gonna come at training camp and you're gonna go, this kid's not coming here just for training camp and development camp. He's coming here to take someone's spot, and he's very capable of it. I just believe that. We'll let it play out, but knowing his mentality, just watching him in the short time that we got to see him, and everything that the scouting staff has said about him, and like he'll push people out of a job if they're not careful. That's just, I think his mentality is that he comes and brings it every night and practice and in games, and you got to be aware.
That was Barry Trotz after selecting Brady Martin with the 5th overall pick. By the way, as we've discussed, what's that, Derek?
You know what who he sounds like?
Who's that?
Barry Trotz. You know who he sounds like? Last year, sounds like Brian Callahan. Last year, he sounds like the owner. Last year, am I right or am I wrong?
Frazier is back there. Just going,
am I right or
no.
Am I right?
Shouldn't have said that, D-Mate.
He sounds like Brian Callahan in describing Will Levis. He sounds like the owner in describing Will, her young, great, quarterback, second-year quarterback. Sounds just like them. And I don't know if that's a good thing.
By the way, as we previously discussed, since the year 2000, there have only been 4 players drafted 5th overall who played at least 10 games with the team that drafted them the following season. And it hasn't happened since 2015, when Noah Hanifin played 79 games for the Carolina Hurricanes after being drafted 5th overall in that 2015 draft. Let's go to James on our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. James, thank you for waiting. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. What I wanted to say was I believe we ought to give this young man a chance and see what he's about, because we have scores. Everybody's mad, say we don't have scores. We got scores, and like Jared so famously put, we ain't got a number one center. So maybe this could be the facilitator to help our scores out. And that's all I got to say about it. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, James. I hear what you're saying. First of all, I don't think that Brady Martin is going to make an immediate impact for this team. History suggests that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. The Predators do have scorers. I mean, Steven Stamkos, one of the greatest goal scorers of his generation, behind only the greatest goal scorer of all time, Alex Ovechkin. But guess what? I don't think Brady Martin's going to be around soon enough to help Steven Stamkos score goals. So the Predators do have scorers right now. They didn't score very many goals last year, but by the time Brady Martin probably is going to be an everyday member of this team, Steven Stamkos may not be on the team anymore. So the young scorers, that's the issue. Who are the young scorers going to be? Luke Evangelista? Let's go to Adam in Portland on our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. Adam, thank you for waiting. Please go ahead.
I just think it's super annoying. And, like, nobody knows what this kid's going to be. I don't care about the draft as much. What I care about is that Dante Favreau just signed a 4-year contract after we let him go on a trial run with the Blue Jackets, and then we get some left-handed defenseman that sucks, and we pay him $5 million a year. Like, that's the problem I have. Barry, he's got blinders on, dude. Like, he's like a coach that's stubborn as hell. Like, he's already got his mind made up, but it feels like he's playing checkers. There's no long-term strategy here, dude. This sucks. Like, I don't care about the young guy. I'm sure. I hope he does good. They were all so close. They already talked about it. That's why it's like flipping quarters. But when it comes to the defenseman, we know what we needed, and we didn't get one. And then we didn't get Favreau paid, man. Like, it just sucks, dude. It's a weak, weak move signing that defenseman.
Thank you for the call, Adam.
Losing Colton Sissons.
I know. Colton Sissons. Thank you for the call, Adam. Colton Sissons again. David, if you have Sarah McLachlan available, you can play it over this.
Who?
Sarah McLachlan.
I'm not David.
Not David. Sorry, Nick. David Jane's not here. I'm sorry. You know what I mean.
Y'all do look alike. No, no.
You both wear glasses.
I'm just playing, Nick.
I'm sorry, Frazier.
I still got to worry about getting on the rides at Dolly World, man.
It's Dollywood.
Dollywood? Sorry.
Man.
But yes, Colton Sissons, it is, from a sentimental standpoint, it is tough to see Colton Sissons go because of how important he was to this team for more than a decade. Yeah. Thank you, David. Not David, Nick!
Nick.
You're going to produce this show. I'm leaving, man.
If you Nick, leave, we're going off the
air. I'm still here. We're good.
Nick. Okay,
we're good.
Sorry, Frazier. It's a habit. It's a habit.
A good habit.
You know I love you, Frazier. Thank you, Frazier, for playing Sarah McLachlan. It does stink from a sentimental standpoint to lose Colton Sissons because he was a valuable part of this team. Good guy. I always enjoyed interacting with Colton Sissons, but he's off to Vegas now. Joel from Woodbury says, stop taking Adam's calls and texts. Signed, everyone. You know what?
Leave Adam alone.
I appreciate Adam in Portland because Adam in Portland is a devoted listener.
Yes.
And we love that. We love all of you who participate and call in and text us at 615-737-1025. Michael in Mount Juliet. Tell me what you think about this, Derek. Uh-huh. Michael in Mount Juliet. Trotz contradicted his messaging with the Brady Martin pick. He has consistently said he wants to take big swings with players with high upside. He said that when he selected Surin last year and many other times. Martin may be great, but definitely not the type Trotz has said he would like to have.
Whether this is a big swing or not, it doesn't seem like that because it's not like, again, you know, this guy was, you know, ranked, you know, not a top 10 pick.
Again, this was not a reach.
Exactly.
You
it
can
wasn't
argue
a reach.
With the pick, but based on the draft experts, this was not a reach. Brady Martin was going to be drafted in the top 10.
Yeah, he was going to be drafted in the top 10. Now, what would many classify as taking a big swing? I think when you're talking about a big swing, you're talking about free agency. Not in the draft.
I think let's use James Higgins as an example. Uh-huh. So James Higgins falls to 7th, drafted by the Boston Bruins, so he doesn't really have to move his stuff because he's playing at Boston College. He just has to move down the street. He may not even have to move, depending on where he's living
now.
And by the way, he had the pleasure of having his name announced by Adam Sandler as Happy Gilmore with the 7th overall pick. But taking a big swing, James Higgins, he is an undersized player. I saw it tweeted, I believe, by Frank Saravalli of Daily Faceoff, that of all of the players selected in the draft, and that was more than 200 players, I think only 30 were listed at under 6 feet tall. So teams prioritized size in this draft. So Higgins would have been a big swing because he's a smaller player, but he has a lot of offensive upside. And if he hits, it appears that Higgins can be a big-time point producer. So that's the big swing, is that Martin, again, not taking anything away from Brady Martin, because from what I've read, there is a lot to like about Brady Martin. Mm-hmm. It feels like it was the safe pick versus taking a big swing on James Higgins.
Again, I get that part, but I just look at big swings like free agency. Like you're taking.
That's fair.
You're looking at it as I'm taking this big swing, so I'm going to get the number one free agent out there, and I'm paying them as much money as I think I need to pay them in order to get them on my team. To me, that's a big swing. If Connor McDavid somehow, some way got the free agency, that would be a big swing. Drafting a Higgins or Martin or Martone, those are not big swings. Those are scouting individuals, looking at individuals and saying, based upon what I'm projecting, they fit better with my team moving forward. Not necessarily today, even though the way they're speaking about Martin, he may just play. He may be on the opening day roster this season and may stay there. But he's just another guy in their mind that if he helps us this year, great. But we know that his style, his type, he's going to be a contributor for us. It may be a high contributor for us moving forward. Again, taking a big swing for me is like in free agency. This, whether they would have drafted Higgins or Martone, it still wouldn't have been a big swing based upon my definition of a big swing. So whether this works out or not, I think, you know, if it doesn't work out, then obviously he will, Trotsy will be crucified for this pick considering. But a lot of it depends on, too, whether Higgins and Martone, how they do. If one of those individuals find themselves on opening day roster and they are contributing right away, your guy better be doing the same thing. Because if not, if we got to wait some years and those guys, we're already seeing them on the ice producing, then yeah, that love that we all have for you or the fan base have for you, Barry, it may be sort of deteriorating as we speak.
Quickly,
if indeed it doesn't happen in that way.
Quickly, one texter says that call, meaning Adam's call, was so dumb. Fabro stunk. The texter did not use the word stunk. I had to add that in there. Carrier would have been the guy to keep, but I believe they're moving people around to sign Aaron Ekblad in a second line center. Nick Hague is a solid 6'6" defender. Go watch him play us last year and the fact that we couldn't do anything when he was on the ice. Also, the salary cap is going up. Contracts will look more like this. Now, that would be the point that Willie would make if he's here. So a $5.5 million cap hit for a third pairing defenseman in a rising salary cap environment may be the going rate for a third pairing defenseman. But there was definitely sticker shock when I saw that contract reported. $5.5 million for Nick Hague, even in a rising salary cap environment. I'm not sure Hague.
But you're looking at the, and I get it, you're looking at the now, but I would be in agreement with Willie as the years goes on. This doesn't seem like a bad contract. And then a lot of it does depend on how he does this season.
615-737-1025. We will continue to take your reaction to the Predators drafting Brady Martin. You can also react to the Predators trading Colton Sissons and Jeremy Lauzon for Nick Hague. A lot on the table. Coming up next, we're going to do a bit of NHL draft potpourri, I guess you could call it. The broadcast of the NHL draft. Some other tidbits that came out about the Predators. A couple of trades that may or may not have happened. Well, they didn't happen. But trades that were on the table, reportedly. We'll kind of touch on the news and notes of the NHL draft coming up next, but we'll also continue to take your reaction at 615-737-1025. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063, The Game.